Okay.
So how was the plane ride back? And I know you guys didn't have the players in today, but just the general vibe from the guys you did see.
Go to work on San Diego. I mean, obviously we were pleased to get the win and you know, excited about it, but it's a long trip back. It's a late game. And, we didn't have any champagne.
As you go along, your team has handled new levels of things, Coach. What about, and this is a whole new level, too, as you go along, a bigger level. That's just the nature of being in a playoff race for the first time. Any feelings how your team is going to respond?
That's why we play them. We knew going into these, you know, last four that, we started our work cut out for us, and we've got the first two of them. But that in itself doesn't do anything. It's these last two, and every week we cut it down one more and say, you know, it's four-game season, it's three-game season, it's two-game season. Pretty much if we're able to accomplish what we need to accomplish, then every week we say it's a one-week season. But, I think that's, you know, we put ourselves in a good position from some of our early wins. We've managed to get some wins in December here, and that's what it's all about.
What needs to be said as far as does everybody know the score? Do you know what you need to do on Saturday? Does there have to be any emphasis placed on how important that game is?
Yeah, I think everybody understands it. I mean, we need to beat San Diego Chargers. We're not playing the out-of-town scoreboard. We're not playing, anything other than the Chargers. And, you know, the team does a good job of getting their focus each week, and that's what we need to do this week. I mean, everybody knows where we are. Everybody knows what's at stake, which puts a little bit more importance on San Diego Chargers on Saturday.
And just as a follow-up, how the opposite of that, how do you keep that down? Is it possible you can get too revved up and too over anxious?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, we talked about that a little bit when we played our Monday night game. You know, hey, they're going to come out too fired up. You know, I don't know if that's something that's on our radar of trying to prevent.
You mentioned the focus. Is it easier, though, knowing that you control your own destiny? You know, you guys don't have to watch the scoreboard, hope people lose.
The only thing we control is how we practice this week, how we prepare this week for the San Diego Chargers. Destiny doesn't have a whole lot to do with it. It's Chargers.
Where do you think stand with the running game, knowing how well the passing game's been? It's been such a passing league,
mm-hmm.
especially in the last couple of years.
Try to score points. And if it's running them or passing them, you tired of that quote?
Or you don't have a...
I don't know. Now I'm getting...
As far as the game, how many times, do you even bother even thinking about that? How many times we're going to run?
Going to try to move the football, try to score. And those are the only things that matter, you know. When they start changing, you get a first down for 9 yards for rushing, or you get, 8 points for a touchdown that's rushing, then we might change it. But we're going to do whatever we can to score points and move the ball. We're going to do whatever we can to stop, whether it's man's zone blitz or – whatever it is, we don't go in with any kind of preconceived notions.
Jim, I know you touched on it yesterday in the post-game press conference, but just for the city and what you expect the atmosphere at Ford Field to be like on Saturday, I mean, the fact that these fans who have waited a very long time to see this team in this position, it's going to be a huge asset to you, isn't it?
Well, our fans have been great the last couple of years. We've turned Ford Field into a significant home field advantage because of our fans. They don't just participate. I mean, they don't just watch the game. They participate in the game, and they affect the game. And, like you said, it's been a long time since they've had the opportunity to do that in the December game. And we would expect them to take every advantage of those situations. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Why do you think there are so many comebacks in this league anymore? Big.
I don't know. I mean, is it more than it's ever been?
Sure seems that way.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's like there's more tornadoes because there's more TV stations and there's more cameras or whatever, and it's the same as there's always been. I don't know.
Is it functional function of it being more of a passing league or
not? I mean, if you'd say that, then you'd say, well, it should be more of a pass defense league, too. You know, back then, maybe teams weren't as equipped to play nickel defense or dime defense or subgroups or, you know, things like that. So it goes both ways there. I think there's great athletes in this league. I think this is obviously a quarterback league, and you're seeing some outstanding quarterbacks in the National Football League. And I think that, you know, I think there's a high correlation between those two things.
What are the traits that a quarterback has to have to be successful, to lead some of those four comebacks?
Well, you know, I think that in order to have a comeback, you need to be behind in the game. So you need to be resilient. We talked about that yesterday. You can't let one bad play or something affect your next series, or you can't let the weight of a game sort of get you down and eliminate you from coming back. So I think that's important. I think that having playmakers is important. You know, you can't do it by yourself if you're a quarterback. You have to have people that you can go to. And I think that there's also a calm not a whole lot of patience when it's 2 minutes left in the game and you don't have time out and you got to go 98 yards. But there is some patience involved there too. And you know, I think that comes from the confidence and not being I don't know what the words are, frenetic. Harried, I don't know, you guys can get the thesaurus out and figure out some of those things, but whatever the opposite of that is, that's what you need to be.
Yeah, but this team hasn't had that poise, that, I guess, calm in years past. What do you attribute getting the confidence to be able to know that you can execute those comebacks?
Got good players. I think that we have a good mix of older players, younger players, players that have had a lot of different experiences in the league, and I think there's some confidence that comes from that experience. I mean, you know, this is uncharted territory for this franchise for a long time, but there's a lot of guys in our locker room that, you know, playoff runs in December is not uncharted territory. So, you know, I think having experience from those guys, just like having experience coming back in games and things like that, I think, you know, you rely on players.
Is the reason why you're kind of nonchalant at this point is just because your goal is to win the Super Bowl and not to win 9 games and with 2 games left?
I'm just tired as hell. Yeah, I mean, it's been a short trip. I mean, you know, we were already getting to work on San Diego. It's a short week and, you know, long trip and all those different things. But, you know, I mean, I said a long, long time ago when we won our first game against Washington in 2009, we need to get to the point where we're not celebrating wins in, was that September or October? Whatever it was, hey, it was a week three win. I remember that. I said, hey, we're not celebrating a week three win, and that would be a big step for this franchise. That, you know, that the winning becomes assumed and things like that. Not assumed, but not, you know, expected, or it becomes expected. I think that same thing with wins in December. It needs to become part of what we do. You know, last year we were 4-0 or whatever. I don't know how those all went, but the last four games, you know, we were 4-0. This year we're 2-0. So it's become a little bit more, you know, I say expected, but it's become, you know, we're not celebrating anything right now. And you mentioned Super Bowl and things like that. I mean, we're not even in the playoffs yet, you know. So I think that keeps us, keeps us level and keeps us focused.
You guys sort of plays in the letter, Sam, with some of the regulations you guys have had to hold off other teams and come from behind. Do you think your players are pressure tested now, tested under pressure? You've got to do things right in a limited amount of time?
Yeah, I think there's something to playing close games. I think that there's an experience there. I think there's something to coming from behind. You know, there's probably something to be said for, you know, running away with games and you know, closing teams out and things like that. You know, we haven't done enough of that this year. But, you know, everything that you do, you get a little bit more experience and you're more comfortable doing it the next time you're presented with the situation.
Just to follow up on the quarterback's stats just yesterday and the poise that he's shown and some of the throws that he made in those last two drives. I wonder if you can have you watch him on film, talk about how clutch he was or some of the plays that he made.
Yeah, I think that, probably his worst throw was our biggest throw. The deep one. But looking back, maybe glad we didn't score right then, because it would have been an awful lot of time for Oakland's offense with an extremely good field goal kicker. So you need to make some chunks in there somewhere. You can't just check the ball down every single time. So you're going to have to really zip some balls in. I think the one he did to Calvin on the sideline, that corner route. That's not a high percentage throw, but you got to make throws like that if you're going to move the ball 98 yards without a timeout. And, we were able to get a couple chunks in there. But he also, he went to other guys too. We moved chains and converted fourth downs, or converted third downs in that series. Converted a fourth down with his legs. And, I think that, you need to be able to do all those things, not just, there's not a whole lot of safe decisions when you're down six with no timeouts and 98 yards in front of you.
You mentioned resilient, calm, patient, confident. Those are usually sort of my veterans, quarterbacks, guys that have been in for a long time. Matt's still only 23 years old. He's played beyond his years. You get that sense from him, especially in those situations.
He's seen a lot of things in 3 years. He's been injured. He's He's seen a lot of different situations, so he's got some dog years to his experience. He's young, but he's seasoned. He's played a lot of football in his life. High school, college. He's started as a true freshman at University of Georgia and Southeast Conference. There's some big games involved there too. So, he's sort of, I don't want to say. He's been on track for this for a long time. He didn't switch positions and start playing quarterback when he came into the NFL. He's been in a lot of these situations before, and that's the reason that we drafted him. That's the reason he's gonna lead this team to a lot of wins. Not really. Field was a little bit slick. We knew they had big play capability, but we weren't conceding anything. Chris Houston had, I won't say some trouble, but he wasn't 100%, and he was able to run full speed, but wasn't able to break as quick as he'd like to. And some of those were that way. Some of it was, the quarterback just sort of taking what the defense was given, or whatever it was. But we need to do a better job tackling. You're going to give up some completions, or you're going to give up some plays and stuff like that. But there are a couple of those plays that we got to do a better job tackling. The reverses, we got to play better. Screens, we got to play better. And then when it is a short pass, we can't afford to run after the catch that we saw, particularly the longer touchdown to Hayward Bay.
Can you talk about Wright
and Hemingway through injuries? They played pretty well. Yeah, they were able to get through. Let's not give out any Purple Hearts or anything. They're professional football players, and they were able to play, and they did.
What about Sue? Obviously, he had that huge, hand on the ball there, but how did he go right out? How did he do?
About the same as he always does. He didn't show up great on the stat sheet, but affected the game. We didn't have a lot of depth on our D-line. Again, we're still a work in progress of trying to get back. Nick Farrelly didn't practice all week. He was available in the game, and I think he played about a dozen snaps in the game. But, we were still, trying to battle through, and he had to play a lot of reps for us. And I think, look like he pretty much always does. He's a very consistent player when it comes to week to week.
We've seen how Matt has handled these come from behind wins since he's had 5 of them. But how did he handle, would you say, the injuries and times where, a lot of critics are wondering if he was even going to last in this league? And how has that shaped him to where he's at now?
Well, I don't think, Matt's a pretty thick-skinned guy. He doesn't bow to outside opinions or outside pressure. I mean, if you're going to be a quarterback, if you're going to be a kicker, you're going to be a head coach in this league, you better be prepared for stuff like that, and he is. And I think that, you know, like you said, people questioned, or they had no idea what injuries he was going through. I mean, they had absolutely zero information to go on to even make that assessment, you know. So it makes it easy to, you know, to not pay attention when you know that people that are questioning that, or, you know, whatever, aren't involved in the decision. I mean, it's a lot different than if your doctor or the people you're going to are expressing those kind of concerns. It's week 16. I think that we'll probably have everybody on our 53 will be in the mix this week. I mean, now whether or not they'll play or not, you know, it's still way too early to tell, but I think everybody's going to be at least in consideration, at least in the mix, including. I mean, it's too early to tell there, but there's a possibility. We didn't run the ball real well. I mean, you know, that's a good defensive front. I mean, I want to give credit to them also, but there were probably more opportunities in the pass game. You know, they were crowding the line of scrimmage, and they have 300-plus pounders across the board that are all 6'10". That's a big front. I mean, you know how big they are when you're looking on film and you're looking at your sheets and you know their size, but until you get out on the field with some of those guys and see them in person, I mean, that's an impressive bunch. So let's give credit to those guys.
You've talked about all season about how teaching these guys that one play can change everything. For all that was given to the offense, the first sack and making them burn the timeout on that last drive, it's kind of a prime example of what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it made up for a play before. I mean, play before, we had a DB that went for an interception when if we get them tackled inbounds in a situation like that, then we already make them burn that timeout, and the sack is pretty much moot. So, yeah, there's a lot of those things happen. There were some big defensive plays in the game. I think that was a big one. I think, you know, Justin Durant hustling down the field, forcing a fumble. You know, I think that was obviously a big play. I think that, you know, we had a fourth down stop and then a big third down stop with 2 minutes and, you know, whatever it was, 39, whatever was left. You know, we were crowding the line of scrimmage and we were playing for the run and we were very susceptible to a deep pass. And, you know, we had pretty good coverage across the board. You make them have to execute something, and was able to get the clock stoppage, which gave us a little bit extra time as we tried to mount that comeback. I mean, every week is a little bit different, and, you know, we didn't even have a yard to get right there. We need to be able to do a better job there, but, you know, everything that works in the game, that doesn't work in the game, and there's a reason that you did it, and we have belief in it, and we need to do a better job the next time. We don't necessarily need to be changing course because one thing didn't go right. I mean, we threw a lot of incompletions in the game, too, but didn't stop throwing it. You know, we took a sack and strip and caused a touchdown. You know, we didn't sit there and say, okay, we're down 14. We need to run it 30 times over the next 4 minutes and see how it goes. I mean, there's something to believing in what you do and going out and not changing course every time the wind blows. You know, I did, but, you know, that's one of those ones that it's in the middle of the field. It's not on the sideline, so you really don't have a whole lot of landmarks. And it's very difficult to get. I mean, you have to have clear. What they ruled on the field, you need to. I mean, they're not going to move that 6 inches. You know, they're going to move it a yard, a half a yard. And it wasn't around. And, you know, didn't want a situation that we lost our challenge and had something to potentially come up at the end of the game, and also thought we should be able to make it on fourth down. So, but yeah, it was, that was in consideration. Thought that he was on the pile and sort of, spinning off the pile. But again, when there's a ruling on the field, you know, you have to have very clear, you know, things. And it's a lot easier to get that call around the sideline or end zone than it is in the middle of the field, just because there's really not a whole lot of landmarks and camera angles and different things like that to be able to go on. It's a lot easier to challenge a fumble, no fumble, or catch, no catch in the middle of the field rather than a spot. But that was in the consideration.
Thoughts on the Packers losing yesterday? Surprise?
Nothing surprises me in the NFL. You know, I mean, everybody, and there's a reason that everybody's here, and we got enough to worry about without worrying about other guys. We got San Diego Chargers. We're not playing anybody else this week, so really don't have an opinion on anybody else.
Thank you.